Good for Gander. A fellow was concerned when he called. He had found a lone gosling near the mill site and would we take it? He had tried to give it to a goose family nearby, but they did not want it. Of course Powell River Orphaned Wildlife Society would take it. He drove up to deliver it, a yellow and brown peeping ball of fluff. We set it up in an outside cage with a water dish filled with cut-up greens and left it to settle in. A little while later, we examined it to determine whether it was healthy enough to foster out. The little gosling struggled and complained and was definitely ready to go. We made a call to our photographer, Michelle Pennell, to ask if she had seen any goose families in her travels, and she gave us the solution: a pair of Canada geese with just one gosling. We raced over to join Michelle, and Prowl's president Marilee Pryor, then took the youngster out of the cage and walked slowly toward the family. The gander drew himself up to his tallest and most threatening height while the goose called to the orphan. Marilee put the little one on the ground and it ran as fast as its little legs would go to its hoped for rescuers. The adults moved to put it between them, while their gosling went to greet the newcomer. Success. Geese mate for life and are very family-oriented, which makes it much more likely that they will adopt an orphan and raise it as their own. They are truly remarkable animals.